Well, with the sun starting to set, Karen, the presentations are taking place at the moment with the feature Caulfield Guineas run at the end of the program and the million-dollar race taken out by the heavily backed favourite Long John. A splendid ride from Kieran McAvoy, who used the good gate, whipped him out and made such a decisive move just past halfway.
It has been a charge in the guineas as well. The inside leading the way is a clear Big Bang. He's disputed now with Marwood, so there's been plenty of change up front. Vineholt's in there in third, and the favourite Long John, he's got off heels and he's racing up to them on the corner. Prince Arata gets to the outside. Divine Calling's running into it. Charlie Boy back in the middle. They're all over the track into the straight, and Long John has gone up and made a decisive move in the guineas. He put two lengths on Divine Calling, who's out and chasing. Prince Arata and Seamus Award to the outside. It's Long John in front. Up to tackle him is Divine Calling. They've got it between them. Long John kicking strongly, and Long John will win the guineas. Long John by a half length, Divine Calling. Two lengths further back in third was Seamus Award, and Dissident has run fourth.
Terrific effort by the horse. Outstanding performance by the jockey, Kieran McAvoy, who spoke with Drew.
These group ones, you never get tired of winning them. No, definitely not. Obviously, working for a big team, we strive to win these races, so it was great to be able to win it on him.
I could see the tears in Peter's eyes. Massive victory for the whole team, and the strapper crying. It's huge for everyone.
Well done. Good on you, Pete.
There is getting a shake of the hands from Pete Snow.
Raise hand. Big team, and these are the races we aim for, so it's great to be able to pull it off and get that sort of run drawn barrier one. It was always the query, and well done to Peter and Paul Snowden and all the Daly team for a stellar job.
Thought Nash was going to haul you in, but you kicked on.
Yeah, so did I. At about the 100, I was worried, but my fella heard him coming and, g'day, how are you, Roy? And really, really fought again. So, big thanks to Stevie Arnold as well. He's done a great job on the horse, and he's a good mate of mine. So his efforts are definitely overlooked at all.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Karen.
4, 3, and 5 in the Caulfield Guineas. Drew, Long John and Divine Calling, that tremendous pair of runs.
Yes, we did that interview on the walk, and Roy, of course, was the legendary Roy Higgins leaning over the rail. Peter Snowden was there. There were comparisons drawn between today's winner and the winner of 2 years ago, Helmet. They've got a massive team, and it's a stallion-making race, and so who knows what this horse will be worth now, and he might win some bigger ones in the next couple of weeks.
7 starts, 5 wins, 2/3. Either the Cox Plate or the Victoria Derby are possibilities. I'd love to see him in a derby, I think. Not sure the Cox Plate's for three-year-olds anymore. Not this year.
No, and will the filly, will Guelph go the derby after running on Wednesday? She's certainly here next Wednesday.
Yep. He's got a good hand, Peter Snowden, doesn't he, with Guelph? So he'll do the Caulfield Guineas, 1,000 Guineas double on all that we know. So we'll see. The reason the Cox Plate's not winnable for a three-year-old in one is Atlantic Jewel. Who absolutely strolled in today. She's the best horse in the country, and she's had 11 starts for 10 wins, and she absolutely dominated the stakes.
Atlantic Jewel, though, at the 150. She opened up by 3, make it 4 lengths. She wins as she should. Atlantic Jewel back to the winner's list and off to the Cox Plate. She wins by 4-4 Teller, a length to Super Cool.
Once they were going so steady around the back there, it was going to fall into my hands, and you know, she's got plenty of class and obviously a fair bit on those, and we're just sort of more looking forward to the Cox Plate and making sure she ran a solid 2,000 metres, had a good hit out, and, she did all that today for us.
So was the 2,000 some sort of a query? It never looked like it.
Yeah, always a query. Look, you know, it was only softly ran today, so, you know, obviously we've still got to step up again the Cox Plate. If they can tear around in a race like that, you know, it's historically a bloody tough race and only champions win that race. So, you know, she'll tighten up again after today. So I gave her a couple of hits with the whip and made her sort of run away. So, I'm looking forward to in 2 weeks' time.
So that's Michael Rodd, the jockey of Atlantic Jewel, a five-year-old mare whose legacy goes on the line in the Cox Plate just to see how great a champion she is.
I was surprised that Michael Rodd said that maybe a little bit of gloss had gone off her after her unbeaten run came to an end a couple of weeks ago. It hadn't for mine. She's still a champion. Okay, she got beaten. What a half head or something. Her only defeat in her career. No, she'll be winning. She'll be winning. She looks fantastic in the Cox Plate.
She's an even money chance. It's a done deal. Fiorente, Puissance de Lune, and maybe a three-year-old await as the challengers. nearly the win of the day was Solzhenitsyn, carrying 58 kilos in the Toorak handicap. Last year he won it with 52, so he lumps the grandstand today. I thought he did it easily. He was a commanding winner.
Yeah, Robert Heathcote had a big win here last week. He's won today. He's talking up his chances of winning next Saturday. Queensland making an invasion. They had a couple of winners here today, apart from Solzhenitsyn. Missy Longstockings won as well. So they came from all over Australia.
So those were the three Group 1s. Solzhenitsyn beats Treviere, the French horse on debut. Outstanding run.
Outstanding. And the owners admitted that they didn't know whether this horse could win, run midfield or run Stone Motherless last. They had no idea. It had never run in a black type race before, and it comes up and runs second today.
And Blackie ran third in that. Outside of the Group 1s, the key win of the day was Sea Moon for trainer Robert Hickmott, but really trained by the owner Lloyd Williams, one of Europe's best here for the Carnival. This time winning, he's put himself in line for a start in the Caulfield Cup next week. They might run him 3 weeks running, and Nick Williams spoke about how Lloyd had done it before, how Lee Friedman had done it before, so it's unorthodox with these Europeans, but he'd be something to beat next week.
Well, now he's shown some European form in Australia, pretty much for the first time. Why not? Because they're pretty experienced at doing it up there. Michael Gadinski is one of the part owners. I said, have you had a winner in the Melbourne Cup before? He said, no. I've had 10 starters.
Right.
I've run some thirds, a couple of thirds. He's looking to break his duck.
And they would have paid a handsome dollar to be part of that syndicate too. So, Sea Moon, we wait over the next 48 hours to see if he'll be part of the Caulfield Cup or whether it's on to the Melbourne Cup. There was one Group 1 in Sydney today, and it was the Snowden Stable as well, the Darley operation winning the 2 3-year-old Group 1s, the Spring Champion Stakes taken out by Complacent. So, beautifully poised Peter Snowden to bring Guelph here on Wednesday in the 1,000 guineas, and then we'll be back for the Caulfield Cup on Saturday.
Is Guelph a misspelling for Wealth?
I can't even say it properly.
It's just
the coolest name of all time.
It's Darley. How can you compete?
The main race at the end, what did you think?
Too late in the day. Too big a break between races 9 and 10. They've got a pop concert on as though that's the main thing of the day. It's not. The horse racing is the main thing.
Karen, at the winning post here, it's flashed up to race 11. Mercifully, there is no race 11. Heading for the bar.
Done, you deserve it. Jared Waitley and Drew Morfitt.